Now, you say that the mayoral job, I mean, it's just not the same as it was, let's just say, a generation ago. You know, what sort of things are you finding that maybe are maybe slipping, I guess, a little bit, or things that you'd like to handle better just because you have to deal with it on your own?
I think really across the board, as former Mayor Jesse Smart and Rich Buchanan said, you know, you couldn't possibly do this job in the 21st century like you did it in the 1970s or the 1980s. And that's not just here in Bloomington. That's throughout the United States. Metro cities are finding that. And if you've got a mayor, and as we do, where the salary is $12,000 a year, well, obviously you're going to be juggling two full-time gigs unless you're independently wealthy, a billionaire, or whatever. You know, you're going to need to have another job. And that's not fair to the citizens, frankly. I mean, there are so many components to being mayor today that were minor or didn't exist many years ago. Certainly in terms of constant discussion with the business community, many boards and commission members, as well as chairs, city council members, it's critical to circle back with them, intergovernmental players. We have 192 local governments and taxing bodies in McLean County, you know, just for example. And citizen complaints and concerns, which I try to respond to as quickly as I possibly can. So there are so many different pieces to the job of mayor. It is, I don't think there's ever a week, unless I'm out of town, that I only spend 40 hours a week being mayor. It is not a part-time job. So it depends on how effective you want that, you know, how effective you want your government to be. And this is not like any other level of government. I mean, this is hands-on. We've got to make things happen. We don't sit around and debate things or fiddle and diddle. We have to make things happen.
So this role of an assistant, how do you envision it? Is this someone who would, like, for instance, take your place at some events, let's just say?
Absolutely. Well, especially since, I mean, it's very hard to get my city council to come to replace me, to represent me at other events. Sometimes they do. Scott Black, Amelia Burgess are usually very good about these things, Diana Howman. But it's really hard to get people to represent you. That's only a small part of it, though. In making sure that citizen concerns are taken care of quickly and expeditiously, that's very, very important. And frankly, being at a lot of events and meetings. And I don't mean, like, for example, the Economic Development Council, for the Bloomington Normal Visitors Association. There are so many different groups, being a liaison with the Chamber of Commerce or non-chamber business or labor unions or civic, you know, neighborhood organizations. This is a city of 80,000 people. And the idea that you could just kind of do it on the fly, which is what a $12,000 a year salary suggests, it's patently ridiculous, and frankly, it's untenable. And I'm a type A, and I work and sometimes in the middle of the night. I do all kinds of stuff, but that's just not tenable, and it's not realistic, not just for me, but for future mayors, and frankly, it's for the better part of this community.
So how would this job differ, for instance, from what the city manager's role is and the city manager's staff? Has that ever come into play with some of your current duties, and does this supplant
well,
that?
Right now I do have, and actually right now we have several wonderful staff people who are underneath the city manager, who handle some of the things, like who handle, one, my scheduling, another, boards and commission appointments, for example, some of media relations. And that's the other thing. As a metro mayor, we are not like Schomburg. And I don't mean to pick on Schomburg, but if Schomburg is virtually invisible, like, they're never on the front page of the paper. They're not going to have radio stations and television stations cover them. We are under the microscope 24/7. So that media function alone is quite substantial. So that's why I would make a distinction, as political scientists and observers do, between metro mayors and non-metro mayors. Anyway, getting back to your original question, I apologize. The city manager's role is to carry out policy. The mayor and the elected council's role is to make policy and to be sure that the policy is effective by responding to citizen complaints. So while those will they will certainly overlap, the mayor's role as chief elected executive is fundamentally different from an appointed bureaucrat. And so they're just fundamentally different. The help that I get is really great, but it's not strategic. I have to make my own decisions about scheduling, but I have someone who will do the scheduling, but they won't necessarily say, well, you know, actually, the mayor really needs to meet with these two people before they meet with the third or fourth person. Or, wait a minute, no, the mayor doesn't have time. You can get 15 minutes. This person needs a half an hour. And that kind of strategic scheduling is just not there. To make better use of my time, to see council's time, and then the next mayor's time. Because frankly, I mean, I can probably just do what I've done for the last four and some years and not have much of a life, ratchet myself up, and be a type A. But that's going to seriously limit the number of people who can realistically perform the role of mayor if they don't really have staff or at least a single staff person that handles their agenda and is thinking of them as a human being and how their life would need to be juggled with priorities. And this would have to be somebody who comes to city council meetings, have to come with the mayor to all meetings, even if the mayor is coming, attending. This has to be a critical role, and it is one that most metro mayors have, whether they're, no matter what form of government, and there are many forms of government. And I've, unfortunately, a couple of my council members have made comments that this is a city manager form of government. Well, there are many city manager forms of government. Almost all metro city mayors have an aide. And I wish my council would get out more to the National League of Cities, to the Illinois Municipal League, so they would understand, frankly, their role better and my role better, and that nothing that I'm asking for is at all unusual. Brad Cole, for example, who was the head of the Illinois Municipal League, used to be the mayor of Carbondale in a city manager form of government. Carbondale had about 30,000 people. 15 years ago, he had an aide. And it depends on what, are we going to still be unrealistic and pretend that we are Mayberry? We're not Mayberry anymore. The role of mayor, the role and responsibilities have changed in fundamental ways.
Let me, while I have you, ask a bit about another proposal on the council agenda, and that is with the Downtown Bloomington Association and how you'd like to, like, instead of having that be a standalone entity, you'd like to see that under the city wing. Tell me a little bit about what brought this to your mind and some of the rationale.
Well, it's pretty typical also in most metro cities, and it's pretty much the way things are handled in normal. It would allow some more centralization of authority. The real question then would be, how is it arranged, and what is the cost? If roughly it's costing us $100,000 a year now, is this something that might only cost us a little bit more? If it would cost us a lot more, then can we do this in pieces? And by that I mean maybe we have the Parks and Rec Department handle the farmers market downtown, and you know, maybe trim some staff. So this is the beginning of a conversation that we'll have, and we have to throw all the variables out onto the table.